And I'm sure everybody's now going to go, okay, so what is AI according to you, Mr. Smarty Pants?
There you go.
Right?
With your hippie head.
You really want to talk religion with me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
Trying to drive a point across that. I know. This is not the second industrial revolution where a rock breaker took out the guy with a chisel and a hammer. This is something totally different.
Welcome to the Angle Podcast. This is something we've brought to you, where we go behind the stories that are published in our publishing partners, the Mail and Guardian and the Daily Maverick. And myself, Earl Joseph, and Stanley Molota over here, my colleague, we get to talk and disagree and agree and shout at each other about interesting things. Stan, it's cold.
Hey, man.
This is a cold day.
Mm.
But listen,
you look warm, though.
Yeah?
You look warm.
No.
Who made that beanie?
Giving my daughter another plug. Yes.
Ah.
Or you just want one made for you.
You see what I'm wearing?
What is that, like pep?
You guessed it right.
Shit. I need pep in my life.
No, I need Mala's hands in my life.
There you go. That?
That's well done.
Listen. So, today we're also going back behind a story. Our old friend, Prof. Geshi, she produced this story. Well, she and Dr., I think it's Dr. Angela Ndaka.
Yeah.
They did this story on AI in the Daily Maverick, right? On a story on something called AI data extraction.
Yeah. To be precise,
yes.
Whose agenda is being served by the dynamics surrounding AI, African data extraction.
Good Lord, that's a
mouthful. Quite a mouthful, right?
Right.
I had to write it down.
Okay, well, I mean, I thought about it, and I think everybody's going on about AI, and I struggle a bit with people's understanding of AI, because once it makes its way into our daily vocabulary, you have to ask yourself, what does it come to mean, right? And often I find people conflate things like machine learning with AI,
right?
And I'm sure everybody's now going to go, okay, so what is AI according to you, Mr. Smarty Pants?
There you go.
Right?
With your hippie head.
And I wish I could actually say I knew it, but the truth is, it's for me, AI is just simply the ability for a piece of software or a machine to be able to take data, so beyond machine learning, and then also interpret that data.
Yeah.
And then learn iteratively by taking that data from everywhere.
Right.
Then from the iterations themselves, then start being able to make decisions.
Right.
Right? And those decisions then inform human decisions. Right?
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but I guess
that's almost my understanding.
Right?
AI almost just accelerates intelligence. Machine learning just learns data.
Well, I mean, if you think about from our side, what is intelligence in a human? My understanding, intelligence is the ability to ingest data,
and interpret data,
and combine it with all the things that make
data,
us
old data. Just that ability to adapt between, right?
But not only that, we have emotions, we have other senses, we have the idea. So artificial means that it incorporates quite a lot of those things as well. So it's not just data; it's also stimulus and that sort of thing, right? So, which I suppose could be understood as data. But I think we're getting off track. The point is, when an artificial intelligence is being used,
right,
who has been leading the charge in AI development around the world? Back to that old chestnut, which is, are Africans at the forefront?
No.
The answer is no. But
again, who owns the technology? back to that chat again.
But then again, just because we don't own it or we don't necessarily produce it doesn't mean we're not capable. Truth is, we probably are.
Right? No, we are capable, but if at that level where Prof. Getchi is saying the extraction of data, that says that someone deployed a technology here and the function of that technology is to extract something. Yeah, but how different?
I mean, it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Or kind of newish. But actually, it's actually quite old. If you really think about it, from the first days of us going sprinting, and I remember, okay, this is where my gray beard comes into play. From the early days when I remember you couldn't open a Gmail account, right?
Right.
You had to be invited. I don't know if you remember those days.
I do.
Okay. So everybody sort of scrambled to go and open a Gmail account, right? And then everyone was like, I mean, I go back to the days of Hotmail and Angel Fire, and I know it's embarrassing.
How I got to learn web development was through Hotmail.
There you go.
That's probably my first email, Hotmail. I still have it to this day.
Right, right. So these are things, if we go back, and a friend of mine, Justin, he always says, and I'm sure either he coined it or he probably read it somewhere, is that if you're using a service for free...
Yeah, you are the product.
You're the product.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the data.
Yep.
Right?
Data mining.
It's data mining. So I offer you a service, but in exchange...
I take your data.
I take everything that you do.
Yeah.
Right? And then I pump it into whatever I'm going to build.
Yeah.
And I sell it back to you.
Right.
Right? And that's essentially what the story is about. It's just being formulated around
AI.
Yeah, the new Google.
Right.
Essentially, right? It's the idea that AI is learning. The only difference is where you had these massive amounts of, well, these huge teams extracting from Google and then creating products and that sort of thing. Mind you, how different is that to, say, insurance? Like, you know,
you get
car,
the same.
Yeah, you get a car insurance.
Yeah.
Everybody buys car insurance, right? Then all those claims lead to a data set, which then the actuarial scientists use to create products and sell it back to you.
Same process.
Not that different, actually. Yeah. But yeah, so obviously this came with a very specific slant, which is that once again, the products are being developed
north
of our borders. They come and they bring that stuff to us.
I know you did English in first language. Please explain this to me.
Yes.
I couldn't quite...
You know we're the digital African, right?
I do know.
And
wait, where is that? I wrote it down.
Paper.
Oh, boy. Come on, don't out us like that.
We should be having like tablets and shit.
Well, Prof says AI will potentially produce worse consequences than the previous technological eras.
Say again?
AI
will
potentially produce worse consequences than the previous technological eras. What do you think this is?
I think it's just fear-mongering, honestly. I don't believe it. I mean, everybody thought that computers would come and just destroy everybody's jobs, right? Everyone thought TV would kill radio. Everybody thought...
Well, podcast did sort of kill radio.
Not really.
What is radio? Dude.
Radio right
you
now...
You were a graybeard for a reason.
Yeah, but remember, I come from media, right?
Yes.
Right now, radio is like really at the top in terms of revenue.
I know we're not doing audiences. The greatest numbers on our YouTube, but YouTube channels are doing far greater numbers.
But they're not
than
making
radio.
As much money.
So. Yeah, but that does not mean as a channel they're not better than radio and they're not taking radio out. Yes, they're struggling financially.
They're not taking radio out, my friend.
Okay.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Is AI.
You will defend radio. I know.
Yes.
I know.
But AI is not going to take out... It'll take out some jobs in much the same way as what do you call this?
This
as,
is not the second industrial revolution where a rock breaker took out the guy with the chisel and a hammer. This is something totally different.
I disagree. I completely disagree.
You reckon this is the same?
I absolutely believe it. I look generationally, right? Yeah. When you look at the kids who are coming through the system now,
right?
They are not being prepped to go and build cars.
Yeah.
A lot of them are being prepped to move into a world that is AI-driven, right?
Sure.
So they're not losing a job. They didn't have one. They're kids, right? Just yeah. like we didn't lose a job. We weren't typists.
Okay.
When word processors came out, we didn't lose a job. We just learned that word processors existed. But suddenly,
if the kid wanted to be a developer, there's not a developer's job because
and operate
can do
the damn AI.
ChatGPT.
Like, you know, in the old days, you used to have to...
You do know artists are at risk with this thing because GPT-4 has passed Turing test a number of times, and that basically just means it's very close to what human emotions, to interpreting human emotions and just human abilities as best as it possibly can. Now, this thing's going to create art that you can't even distinguish from human art and AI.
Hold
art.
On. Let me ask you this. No?
Now, where's the artist?
Wait, now, let me ask you this. Can you play a musical instrument?
Of course not.
Have you been in a studio and made music?
Yes, I have.
Case in point. Was that before or after AI?
Way before AI.
Right. Guess what? I play an instrument. Right? Do you think anybody cares?
No.
Right. Thank you. Yet, you consider yourself an artist.
Wow.
Right. So some same principle. Back in the days, fractal art came out. Do you remember fractal art?
No.
Again, it was computer generated. The whole idea was that you would go into a computer, put in a bunch of values,
yeah,
and it would spit out this amazing.
But this is different.
Do you know how much those things were sold for?
Oh, this is different. Those technologies back in the days required a lot from the user. You had to learn this stuff. AI now, this is different. Even old people can use it. This is integrated within WhatsApp.
You still have to learn. You know what prompt engineering...
What do you need to learn to get into prompt the AI on WhatsApp? You do know your WhatsApp has AI now, AI capability.
Yes.
You can say, add AI. What was the weather yesterday? And this thing pulls that feed into your chat and you post it to Al.
Hey, Siri.
Now, my point precisely. This technology requires little next to nothing.
Right.
The technologies you're referring to needed a lot of training for people to use. This needs no training.
Yes, but it's different. It's not it's not going to replace things. It's different. And I think for me, that's...
Industries are at risk with this.
Yes, industries were always at risk. That poor guy who used to make horseshoes. When the car came, what was he going to make? More horseshoes? No. The point is... Why are we all so hysterical? Here's the thing. I do agree with what Geshe and them are saying on okay. one aspect, and that is the data extraction, right? Okay. Again, it goes back to we don't have beneficiation on this continent. They come, they take our shit, they make stuff, and then they come and sell it back to us. That's exactly what's going to happen again. Only this time, what makes it perhaps a little more insidious or like less palatable is the fact they're not taking our gold or our platinum
right.
or
it's
they're taking
you don't see.
us, me, you and me.
Right.
We talk, they take that shit, and then they come and sell things back to us. Right?
We don't even see that.
We don't cover our cameras. I'm so interested at that CX conference. You know, the guys gave us as
to
cover your
camera. Like that does
that
anything.
That was an awesome. That was an awesome freebie. Like I didn't. I was like, really?
Yes,
they're looking at us. It's like, yes. They're looking at you. But the point is
watching you drink your coffee.
It's what she was saying is, Geshe and Angela was saying is that because it's becoming second nature.
Right.
Just like Google became second nature, just like everything else becomes second nature, it's becoming invisible. Like you said, it's now sitting inside WhatsApp, right? Sure. The thing that I hate about it, and which is the thing that I hate about pretty much everything, and I remember this, everyone's talking about algorithms. Sounds like you hate a lot of things. Hey?
Sounds like you hate a lot of things.
I do.
Damn, man.
But that makes me interesting. They bring up this point of algorithmic bias, right?
Right.
Because of limited data and it disadvantages certain groups.
Mm.
And you know, I do bring my daughter into this a bit.
Which one?
Amala.
Of course it has to be
so,
Amala.
So the one thing that I remember was she was going to this kind of school, this like, what do you call it? Model C school. And they were trying to explain racism.
Yeah.
And I sat her down. We were sitting at a table. And I said, here's racism. Open up your iPad. And I said, Google little girl hairstyle.
Oh, boy. What came up?
White people.
Thought as much.
Now, that is an algorithmic bias.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So the data that's being that was being fed into Google, even though it was localized around South Africa, etc., it's about which data is being fed in.
Right.
Right? So the idea here is very similar, that what's being fed into these large language models or all the AI data sets that are going to feed in. And then
yeah.
So once it's fed in, then it's being iterative, it's checking out more data, etc.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, and what makes me a little more uncomfortable, which is why I think they were saying this, is that it's learning. It's almost like it's learning about us.
Yeah, it is.
Right? And then it's telling us, and then it's going to help shape things for us.
You do know it learned from your writing. Now it's arguing that your writing is AI. Chat GPT.
Yeah, basically. That's a whole thing. But the point is that...
That was funny.
I know it was, right? It's almost like there's this extraction... Well, the quote I got here was,
yeah,
extraction... And is data colonialism and knowledge imperialism.
Yeah, that was quite a mouthful, man. What does that mean?
Well, colonialism, right, is where you move into a space, right?
Yeah,
and
you colonize.
Yeah, but you don't assimilate them into exact... That's conquest, is when the people you've conquered have to become you.
Right.
Right? That's conquest. Colonization is where you let them be them, but you then tell them these are the values you must aspire to and these are the rules you must live by.
I know this is...
So that's the...
left. What happened here?
Hey?
We drive left, we drink tea in the morning.
Yeah, you know, shit like that. But it's not...
Is that conquest?
That's part of conquest. But colonialism is like, you are part of us, but you can still keep a part of yourself.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Not at all.
No?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm trying to make it make sense. When people talk about South Africa, they talk about it being colonized.
Yes.
But it seems like we assimilated.
No, we weren't assimilated.
We drink tea in the morning. That's,
but we still pay lobola?
Well, we try.
Right?
Right? Now women are paying lobola. It's not a men-only thing.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that when the Romans came along, you became Roman. When the British came along, you didn't become British. You became, what do they call them? Subjects of the British Empire.
Okay.
You see the difference? Okay. It's subtle.
Okay.
Right?
Very subtle.
And then imperialism is basically this, it's an imperial imperative, right? Which is, there's a king or a queen something. And that's, but the truth be told, that this extraction is a kind of, it is kind of,
interesting.
The colonialism, right?
Is this... I saw a research by Meta.
Yeah.
They're talking about AI potentially being some form of a god, especially around AGI.
You really want to talk religion with me?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Trying to drive a point across that. I know it won't touch that die. Well, more especially about how the ability of AI interpreting stories. Some people even argue, what would the use of a bishop or a central figure in religion be when you have AI interpreting biblical stories and with all the beautiful nuances and telling greater stories than your pastor does? And I'm wondering if what Geshe is talking about there, about imperialism has anything to do with how far people will use this AI trying to create a figure for people to look upon, but the hidden figure within AI.
Come on, I mean, that's every science fiction book and movie, right? The thing about it is, as much as I don't buy into the hype,
right?
I do agree that there's a new form of data extraction.
Yeah.
Or let's just say data being the mineral,
right,
that is being extracted and then or manufactured,
yeah,
or produced into other things and then served back. And she does ask the question, whose AI are we training with African data?
True.
And that's what it really comes down to. And that's right. Where I do agree with Geshe and with Angela is that, yes, we are training other people's AI to come and sell back to us. But it's,
yeah,
how different is that to what everything else has been done to us?
Yeah.
It's really not that different.
They bring up something quite interesting. In the article, they say badly formulated government policies are not helping. If anything, they are the perfect catalyst.
Yeah. Again, it comes back to, are we behind? Yes. If we are being led by the technology, mm-hmm, inevitably, we're always going to be playing catch up. And we're talking 10, 15 years.
How do they regulate, though? I guess it's the same.
It's simple.
Right?
Get an AI to do it.
Yeah, get an AI to regulate AI. Right?
I'm kidding.
Well, that would work, though.
No, look.
How would you keep up?
No, it's true. The point is, but I think there's no real answer here, but I like the idea that we're always going to circle back to AI.
KB is back with her whip.
Okay, that's the end of the story. Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Sharp.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching The Angle Podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share. The link to the article will be in the description below. Be sure to check out our other shows for Frame of Reference and the election series. We just concluded the election series with Tyresha Vet School of Governance. And the beautiful finisher that you see here, it's thanks to The Daily Store. Joey, we see you. Thanks.